Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, we name the first winner of the Up North Lowdown puzzle. We thought we'd give you a call and see if you wanted to play a game on the air with us.
Sure, why not?
It's going to be a lot of fun. First, though, we want to check in on the cherry harvest. ...65% of the Montmorency tart cherries grown in the United States are grown right here in northern Michigan. These go in pie fillings, jams, and all sorts of cherry products. But farmers in the region are expecting a smaller tart cherry harvest this season. How bad? Well, we put that question to Janelle D. James, a reporter for Bridge, Michigan, who has been following the story.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasts that tart cherry production statewide will fall 24% to about 83 million pounds. So that's a significant amount. And it's not to mention that for the past couple of years, the tart cherry production has declined. So this isn't a one-off thing. I actually started reporting on the devastation to cherry crops in 2023. So for the past 3 years, cherry farmers have really been suffering.
So Traverse City calls itself the cherry capital of the world. Most people here are pretty familiar with the difference between tarts and sweets when it comes to cherries. You mentioned a dismal tart cherry harvest. What do we know about the sweet cherries this year?
So sweet cherries are a little bit more resistant to significant weather changes than tart cherries are. And so for people who may not understand how the weather devastates these cherries, fruit trees remain dormant over the winter. And so in the springtime, when we have a couple of hot days early in the spring, you know, the trees kind of think, oh, it's time to wake up, because they don't know that it's 70 degrees in March and not 70 degrees in May. And so they start to bloom a little bit early, but then it cools back down. And in the last couple of years, we have seen these really crazy days where it might be 60 degrees in January or 80 degrees in March. And so when we have those one-off events in the fruit trees, they start to bloom at nighttime, and in the days after when it starts to cool down, now you have an early bloom of these trees, and then the returning cold temperatures destroys them. And so tart cherries are more sensitive to that phenomenon than sweet cherries. And so there are some, you know, sweet cherries that farmers were able to salvage, but they're just not as popular as tart cherries, especially in Michigan. Michigan is a top producer for tart cherries, especially in northern Michigan. People want their tart cherries.
I think when we drive around and we see a cherry orchard, whether we live up here in northern Michigan or we're coming up to visit northern Michigan, it's easy to look at it and think, oh, that's so pretty and it's such a part of the landscape. And it's easy, therefore, to forget that it is a business. This is a livelihood for people, and they have to make decisions accordingly.
Yeah, and you know, some farmers, they don't sell all of their cherries that season. You put some in reserve. You know, you put some away, you freeze them for the next year, right? But, and this is what John King was explaining to me. He's the owner of King Orchards. He was explaining to me that last year wasn't a good year for cherries either. So it's not like we have a lot of, you know, cherries in reserve to help us this year as well, because of the so many years of just bad crops.
Janelle, thank you so much for taking time to walk us through your story and give us a look into this industry that's around us all the time here in northern Michigan.
Of course, I really appreciate you all having me on, and I hope that before the summer ends, you know, everyone's able to get them at least a handful of cherries.
Absolutely. Janelle D. James is a reporter for Bridge, Michigan. Hello, is this Anne?
Yes.
I'm calling to tell you that you're the winner of the first ever Up North Lowdown puzzle.
How is that even possible?
Earlier this month, we debuted the Up North Lowdown puzzle in our weekly IPR newsletter. It is a word game, and we have a winner to share with you today. I'm here with Jonathan Bode, IPR's puzzle maker. Jonathan, hello.
Hey, Ed.
So, Jonathan, let's remind people what the puzzle was that appeared in the newsletter earlier this month and what the answer is.
So for this month's puzzle, which we called A Word Before, we gave listeners a list of words and asked them to name the one word that they could put in front of each to create a new set of words or phrases. So for example, if we gave you man, ball, flake, and globe, the answer would be snow to make snowman, snowball, snowflake, and snow globe. In this month's puzzle, we presented several of those lists, six in fact, which gave us six words: corn, hair, eye, royal, rain, and yellow. We then asked listeners to take the first letter of those words in order to spell out one new word, C-H-E-R-R-Y, spelling cherry, which might have been top of mind for many of our local listeners, given that we just wrapped up the 100th National Cherry Festival.
Awesome. Well, Anne George was among the many who got it right, and she's on the phone with us now. Hello, Anne. It's nice to have you here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So Jonathan has a game for us to play together. I'm going to be your helper, but this is all you, Anne. I'm right behind you. I'll chime in if I can be of any help. But Jonathan, you want to test both of us now?
Yes. All right. Here we go. This is the big moment. I'm excited. So for this quick game, I am going to give you a couple of clues for a few different words or phrases that all start with our special word this time, cherry. So they're going to be two-word phrases that start with cherry. Anne, are you ready for your first one?
I think so.
All right. First up, this is one of Ben & Jerry's all-time best-selling flavors, created in 1987 and named for a member of the Grateful Dead.
What is Cherry Garcia?
Nailed it. Second, a type of utility truck with a hydraulic arm. It's typically used for lifting workers to a high area, like a telephone pole or a lamppost.
I know exactly what you mean. It's a cherry bucket, but I don't know that that's exactly what it's called.
If you were to use it to get actual cherries, it would be a...
cherry picker.
Two for two. Okay, last one. This is a small, round, red firework. And it's also the name of a 1976 rock song by the Runaways.
Cherry Bomb.
Boom.
Nice. Congratulations, Anne.
Thanks.
For playing our game, Anne gets an IPR t-shirt and some other swag, as well as, of course, the adoration of her neighbors, friends, and family. Every month, we choose a name at random from the people who answer our Up North Lowdown puzzle correctly. And you will only find the puzzle in our weekly newsletter. Sign up for it today at iprnews.org. The next puzzle comes out August 8th. That is the Up North Lowdown for this Friday, July 17th. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.